November the 15th. I'm here with the poster boy, Cash, position, while our producer, Miss B Love, is getting ready too. How you doing, Cash?
Hey, how y'all doing out there?
Good, good. Today's topic that we're going to be talking about actually is stepping up, but it's going to go a little bit deeper than that. Way a whole lot deeper than that. Cash, you ever thought about being a superhero?
Yeah. Thought about it.
Really?
Yeah.
If you was a superhero, what kind of powers would you have?
X-ray vision. Teleportion. I would teleport.
Teleport.
Whoa. I will move things in my mind. Know the future. I'll just be a guy.
Oh, that's heavy. That is heavy. I've thought about it too. And for me, being 300 pounds and some change, being invisible would be my big wish. Okay. But sometimes I feel invisible. But before I go on, I need to introduce myself to our new listeners on BBS Radio. You folks out there, my name is Showtime. In the professional world, they call me Dr. Alan Brown. You're listening also to our poster child, and I'll tell you more about him. But for now, I'm just going to let him introduce himself. Say hello.
How y'all doing? I'm Cash, but in the real world, they call me Joshua Compton.
Okay. And our other co-host that you'll probably see on our website, Miss B Love, who is also working on a few other items at the same time. Say how you doing.
Hello.
Good. It's good to be talking to both of you folks today. It's been a very, very long and challenging week, and we are not taking for granted that we are blessed to have life in our bodies today. You folks out there at the new radio station, and for you listeners, let me just make sure that you know, we've had some tremendous success over the last 8 weeks of being on the air. The numbers have gone through the roof, and as you can see, we've also picked up a new radio show because it was quoted to me that it's not mainstream if it's not on BBS. That don't take nothing away from Blog, because Blog Radio has carved out a niche out here in the country. But between the two of them, my listeners are going to really get an earful. Let me make sure that you folks know what I do. Our agency is a nonprofit agency that uses the arts to communicate with folks to create social and behavior.
Have many other common traits of superheroes. Since the 1938 debut of Superman, the character who inspired the term superhero and did much to define it, the stories of superheroes ranging from episodic adventures to decades-long sagas have dominated American comic books and crossed over into several other forms of media.
Absolutely. Now, we didn't heard of Superman. We didn't heard of Batman. We didn't heard even about Yo Man and everybody else's. Ms. B. Love, I don't know if you folk know about it. She played one of the leading roles in our last performance during the summer theater workshops called King of the Cardboard Condo. Why am I bringing up this issue of superhero? Because as we go into the holidays, we got everybody running around with their hands out talking about what they're going to be getting for Christmas. What the first thing that leads off into the holiday is Thanksgiving. What are we going to give? And a lot of times it may not be the tangible things. It may be just that we are stepping up. So as I speak to my host, I'm going to also encourage you folks to call in with the information that you're going to share with me about when you stepped up. Our toll-free number is 888-815-9756. That's a toll-free number for you folks calling in to BBS Radio. You're looking at Grassroots Talks. So, Cash.
Yeah.
Tell me about a time when you actually stepped up, when you did something that might have even seemed a little bit out of character, because, you know, we all judge you young people and think that you are a certain kind of way. What did you do?
One time I was actually out of my sister's house, and there was some dudes about to jump in another guy. But as, like, I was watching that first, I wasn't going to do nothing. I was going to keep walking. It had nothing to do with me. And, I see the dude, I seen his wife and kids crying because they were telling him to come out the house. And I kind of knew, like, you know, the dude that was kind of pushing on the other guys was kind of pushing on for himself. And then I went over there and said some things. And then, you know, it died down. It did not. That kind of was a supermoving moment for me, you know.
Oh, so you de-escalated the situation is what we call it in the clinical terms. Well, I guess that's definitely stepping up. Some people say that Mr. Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize and he ain't really done nothing yet. Well, I beg the difference. I don't think we've seen all of what he's going to do. But what he has done is actually brought life back into a nation. A whole lot of folks that ain't feeling him right now. And he done. And even though you kind of de-escalated the situation, it's going to be a whole lot more that I'm sure they're going to do, too. So let's just take a look at things that I think is going to have to happen. Is I'm going to encourage you callers to share. Here we go. I was driving down the street one day. I was in the van. I had a whole lot of kids in the car. And they was making a whole lot of noise. I'm like, can y'all just shut up, please? We was doing some of the early work of Grassroots Community Network, and boy, it was an experience to say the least. But a strange thing happened as we were pulling up to the stoplight. You know what happened, Cash?
What happened?
There was a lady who got hit by another car who had ran through the light.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So you know what happened after that? Went on flames. I mean, it started burning out the back. You could tell the lady wasn't going to be able to get out because she was hit pretty tough. So what I did, even though I had a van full of 11 kids, okay, I don't know if seatbelts was in effect in those days, but nevertheless, I got out and I went over there and I said, okay, lady, we're going to do this. So I drug her out of there, right, all the way to the side of the curb. The car, it kind of hit spark. And even made it a little boom sound as we got close to the curb. And then I left her there and I said, you're going to be all right, because I had to go back and get the other kids. And I got the other kids and we drove all off. And then the boys was going, you're going to leave the lady right there? I go, yeah, well, everybody else, they'll take care of her now, but somebody needs to step up at that time. So I guess that was the time I probably was a little superhero. When I got home, I didn't notice that my hands was burned, though. Because I had to open up the car door and actually get her out, and the flames were starting to come through. It was hot from the bottom. Don't ask me how all that happened. It wasn't about me at the time. But that's, I guess, when you step up. That was the one that I remembered the most. It was a really challenging experience, and I never will forget that. You folks that are listening, I do want to remind you, if you're having a little bit of technical difficulty, don't worry about that. There's nothing to been tried anywhere that hasn't had a bump or two in the road, but I do want you to continue to hang in there, okay? Now, I've got a caller coming in on line one. She's one of our special guests. We're looking forward to listening to her. I believe her name is Crystal Butler. Crystal Butler, are you on the line?
Yes. Hi, Alan. How are you?
All right. You made it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello?
Say hi to Cash and Miss B. Love.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great.
Great, how are you?
Well,
I'm good. You know, the phone's kind of cutting out a little bit.
I don't know where. I know we can't do nothing about that, but try your best to hang on, and they're going to continue to work on the technical difficulties, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. All right. Tell us about Prime, because you are here because you're one of those ladies who steps up. Tell us what Prime is all about.
Okay. Well, about 3 years ago, I graduated from Cal State San Bernardino, and I wanted to start a program over here in San Bernardino that I couldn't really find to work for. So I decided to start my own, and we started Prime. It stands for Prevention, Resources, Intervention, Mentoring, and Education. And we just started going to the library, pulling kids that were walking around that needed help with homework, needed some mentoring, and kind of got them together, and we have been working with them ever since.
Okay. How many kids do you service?
Well, we service as many as that come in, but right now we have anywhere from 6 to 10 that we're working with, but we don't turn anybody away. So our funds are very low, but it doesn't seem we just don't turn anybody away. We'll always take a kid, and the funding isn't really an issue with that.
Really? That must be and okay. I admire the work that you are doing. I know it's probably not easy being a nonprofit. You don't have any grants right now?
No, we don't. Basically, what we do is we get all very small private donations. A lot of the money comes from myself. And what we do is we provide food for the kids at least once a week, a dinner for them, and we have some small incentives that we purchase for them. I have a few volunteers that also help out.
Hello.
And
excuse me?
So where do your kids come from?
Basically, we service the Rialto area right now. And we have caught them just walking around at the library or at the skate park and asked them if they'd wanted to be involved in a program that would maybe possibly help them get a job, interview for a job, help them with just basic life skills that they're going to need to learn, and just a place to kind of hang out after school. And the lady there that we're actually doing the program in a clothing store called Second Chance Clothing Store, and she allows us to stay there and work with the kids there. She also hires youth off the street and provides clothing for them, and they learn the retail business there. So we kind of help each other out with kids.
Where's the store located?
The store is located in Rialto.
Oh, okay. So majority of your kids come from that area, Rialto area?
Yes. We do have sometimes when they move, they still they don't move far, but when, you know, we have one coming from San Bernardino, but the majority of them are located in Rialto because they actually walk. They don't have transportation. So they usually just walk to get over to the store, and they know where we're at, and so if they do move or if we lose touch with them, then they always come back.
So, Crystal, if a kid in San Bernardino County wanted to join your program, is there any contact information? Is there a website? Or if somebody wanted to donate to you, how would they do that?
Okay, well, we do have a website. It is www.sbc-primeprogram@itco.com. I have a cell phone number that I give out to all the kids if they ever needed to contact me, and it's 951-490-5499. And kids are always able to call me. The parents have called me, and we accept donations on our website. And we also do things through Good Search, where we accept donations too.
Okay, give me that phone number again, just in case somebody didn't get a pencil.
Okay, 951-490-5499.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, now there's a fundraiser coming up. I want to ask you to, if you can, hang on a few moments, okay?
Okay.
Because our show, as you know, we're centered around the arts, so we are going to get into a skit here. While it may kind of move you a little bit, but it's designed to move the rest of the audience as well. Can you hang in there with us?
Yes.
Outstanding, outstanding. All right. You folks out there in the audience, I would like for you to be our directors here today, and I'd like for you to count to three down or count to one and then say action. Three, two, one, action. Well, now school's out. We ain't got nothing to do.
Yay, we can watch Power Rangers.
Power Rangers? Nah, I want to get in some trouble. I'm going to grow up to be a thug. What about you, G?
Yeah, let's go sell dope and stuff.
See, and the most powerful after-school program, yeah. And you know what? You and them Power Rangers, you need to trade up them Power Rangers and roll with us because you can play in our after-school program.
Nice. Does that mean I can make more, I could get more Tootsie Rolls? Can we go to the candy lady?
Oh, yeah, we got a Tootsie Roll for you, too, okay?
And a lot of money. Yeah, a lot of money.
Absolutely. Hey, see them fools coming down the street, man? Bah! Oh, man, yeah, see? Okay. Yeah, that's what they get. That's what they get. See, we don't play.
Where you from?
Okay. Hey, where you from? What you mean you ain't from nowhere?
Are y'all gangbanging?
Yeah, really? You live in this neighborhood. That's what we do.
Wait a minute. I can't hang out with y'all.
Why not?
You gotta hang with us or we're gonna beat you up.
I'm trying to play outside.
You can't play.
I'm watching my Power Rangers.
It's real out here.
It's real? Boy, we are in elementary.
Oh. See, and hey, you want to hold a gun too?
I don't want to hold no gun.
But if you don't, you're
going
to be shot.
Well, you know, hey, man, let's go recruit a little brother. Okay?
Yeah.
My little brother in there with my big brother, and my big brother don't play that.
Your big brother from the hood.
Yep. He just hiding out. You know, you ain't knowing.
What?
Yep.
Ray Ray.
See, Ray Ray peeking outside now because he know. Hey, man, come on out here and play with us.
Yep.
Show you how the big boys do it.
Right, we're going to put your little brother on. It's nothing.
See, he over there shaking his head. I don't think he's going to be okay.
Look at
him.
He want to come. Come on out here, boy.
Come on, man. Don't you need some money?
That's right. Come on.
Look, man, my mom got all this candy in the house. Why we just can't go up in there and watch Power Rangers?
Because, see, that's boring. Look. We ain't got nothing to do, okay? School's out. They done took out all the programs. Ain't nothing for us to do other than just hang out. So
Mama Cable got cut off anyway.
Gangbanging got a lot of activities, just like the other after-school programs.
Ain't you tired of top ramens and stuff? You need to come sell dope with us.
No,
and
she
get
got
high.
She got sandwiches with ham, the real kind.
That's that free bologna.
See, man, you know what? This recruiting is getting real hard to do today. You know why? It's because of these other after-school programs that's taking our place, like the Prime and the Grassroots program. You know what, man? Before I go to jail, I'm kind of thinking I might have to get with them.
Nah, man, I see all these dudes talking about they rappers going up to Grassroots and recording these songs.
I know.
Like, these niggas,
and
rappers.
Just acting and stuff. I don't know, man.
My little cousin, you know, she go to this Boys and Girls Club, and she was telling me that her mom was interested in putting her in Grassroots, too. And she said they have everything there, like, they even have tables, so
hey,
guys, we can.
They ain't gonna
go
let
there.
Us come in, though, are they?
We could just go there, guys.
Can they let us come in? Cause we kind of thug,
they let
you know?
All the kids
what?
Come in.
But they gonna make us pull up our pants.
What about my tattoos and shit?
I don't know about y'all guns, though. I don't know about them guns. Y'all ain't gonna be able to bring them in.
All right, okay.
Y'all may have to.
Can you hold the gun for us?
Is it safe? Cause if I bring my gun, I don't need nobody come up in there tripping on me.
Ain't nobody gonna be tripping.
How we gonna feel safe, though?
Dang, y'all just gotta listen. Look, put the guns up, put them down. I don't need to carry no gun, okay? And then we just gonna take these Tootsie Rolls right here. We gonna go to the candy store, and then we gonna go to my cousin's house and go with her to Grassroots.
Look, I'm 9 years old right now, but when I get 10, I'm gonna be a teenager, and I wanna do more than just play with Tootsie Rolls, see? Cause my cousin, that's who gave him the gun, and that's who gave him his gun. And we both getting ready to be 10.
Man.
My cousin stopped getting, he got shot. Cause he was slipping, he forgot to bring his gun.
Man. See, anytime, you can get shot anytime. That's exactly why we need to go to Grassroots, because we're going to be in there. Ain't nobody going to have no guns. We're going to be able to watch cartoons and eat candy, and we're going to be able to talk to Dr. Brown, and he always real.
Well, my mama finna move me to San Bernardino. Where can I go if I go up in San Bernardino? They told me about this place called Prime, and I don't know, because I'm just scared. I don't know what to do.
Man, Prime is tight. I heard about that too, you know. Because I got family everywhere. Even though I'm nine, I still be moving with my mom. We be going everywhere. But anyway.
You ain't scared?
But your mama smoke crack.
No, my mama don't smoke no crack.
I know. Her mama be going to church. She Bible thumping.
Yeah, man. If she did, I don't know about it. So let's not even go there. Anyway, like I was saying, yes, Prime is tight. We should go to Prime, and then they help us with our homework and everything. So we even
they gonna help you with your homework, cause
yeah.
You know what the OG told me? He goes, it ain't cool to be dumb no more, cause I'm gonna have to count my chips, cause they say some of the kids be getting it wrong, and that's how they get in trouble.
Exactly, y'all gonna go out there with y'all guns and get all this money, and then y'all not even gonna know what to do with it.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, what you just got through hearing. Voices that happens to us a lot of times where our kids don't feel safe. They literally have these kind of conversations. Literally, I was having an engagement with a parent and her child was 8 years old. And when I asked the kid, what did he want to do when he grew up? He said, I want to be a gangster. I want to be a pimp and I want to be a dope dealer. Because I told him he had to pick three things. Because at first he told me, I don't know. And I told him, well, what do you like? And those were the three things that came out of his mouth. What that's telling you, ladies and gentlemen, is that if you didn't have after-school programs like Grassroots Community Network and Prime, I mean, the ones that are at the grassroots level, no disrespect to some organizations that have been watered down anymore. I'm talking about the ones like our agency that's been around since 1988 or Prime, who has been modeling themselves after what we do, and we have the president and the founder online with us today. And usually when you have the president and the founder out there at the grassroots level rolling up their sleeves, you can be assured that the quality of that service is not being compromised by the dollar or politics. Do remind yourself that that was acting, but that's how our kids really do act if we don't serve it as a safety net. Our agency takes the throwaway kids, those who have been suspended on the verge of expulsion in probation camps, coming out of group homes. For you brand new listeners on Grassroots Talks through BBS Radio, I want you to know Cash was born in the back of a Cadillac. Well, that ain't a whole lot to brag about, although that was probably a very nice car. He missed a lot of things growing up. He's been kind of picked up and being mentored by some of our folks in Grassroots Community Network. He now has his own child. He don't want the same thing to happen, so he's embracing that role of responsibility, which is what this show is all about, stepping up. So I want you folks to know that it's really, really important that we do take a look at stepping up through the holidays, knowing what we got to be grateful for. As I get ready to take a break here, and I want you guys to really think about what it is that you have done, and I want you to share that with your listeners. It may sound small, but it ain't really, because it means a difference. I don't care if you helped the old lady cross the street, you helped a kid with their homework, or just encouraged a kid. Like I've seen a lot of people do these days. They tell these youngsters, wait, school ain't that way. Turn right back around and go back the other way. So I know some of you folks were probably moved by our little slight skit, but that's what you were supposed to do. If you were shocked by some of the language there, that's what it was supposed to do, make you think, okay? Because those are real-life situations that come from the grassroots level. I want to go into our next piece here. I see several people sitting there on the line. We're not up because you ain't raised your hand. And those that are just kind of tuning in and listening, you're listening to Grassroots Talks on BBS Radio and Blog Talk Radio. Two of the strongest internet radio shows across the country. Our co-host, just in case y'all was listening, Mario Cavallo, has now taken an assignment where he will be coming here to America to share a lot of things with you listeners. We're going to go into talk about our sponsors real quick, because that's how you make sure that your bills are paid. So we're going to provide you with an update, and I'm going to ask you folks to kind of take a real good listen and get your pen, because on November 21st, you know what's going to happen, don't you, Ms. B. Love?
Yes, I do. I'm so excited.
Tell them what's going to happen.
On November the 21st, which is this coming Saturday, we will be having a broadcasting live from here, our home office in Los Angeles County.
That's right. It's going to be a simulcast. That means we're going to be bringing it to you, folks. So the numbers that you already are used to calling in, the same 888-815-9756, you'll be able to call in from 1 to 3 o'clock. But the interesting part about it, I think that our listeners need to know, wouldn't you agree? What is this fundraiser about?
Well, it's definitely, let's see, this fundraiser, it will help preserve the arts as we look at the greatness of America, and it will also create badly needed jobs for emancipated youth and returning veterans.
Absolutely. Because we're going to be building a multi-purpose dinner theater called Flashbacks.
Yes.
Flashbacks also will serve as a transitional home for young people who are emancipated from the system. They ain't no longer a paycheck to anybody. And for returning veterans. You know, I was in the Vietnam War, and that's one of the most appalling experiences any young man can have is going to war. But the biggest war that we got going on right now is the war that's happening right here in our town. I'm going to talk to you guys about that a little bit later, but I'm going to share some more interesting things that's going to happen with you. Because, Crystal, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Crystal, I'm going to start asking you now, because you are participating, collaborating with Grassroots in regards to this particular fundraiser. Throughout the day, we're going to be interviewing many well-known hosts. Ms. B. Love, I want you to get this. Tell them who's going to be here at this event, Crystal.
Okay. Oh, wow. Off the top of my head. Okay, Alan. No. Okay.
I got some names for you, so
no,
you can tell me
a
little bit about them. How about Bruce Hurlis?
Okay, we have, let's see, we have the Little Fresh Boys. They are a group that is going to dance hip-hop, and they will each sing a song. This little boy is amazing. They have been on America's Got Talent, and So You Think You Can Dance. I don't know if the whole group has, but some of these kids have been on that show performing. We have Bryce Hurlis. He's been on numerous amounts of shows. Some are like Heroes, and I know he did Witches of Waverly Places. We have Andrew Miller and Jacob Miller. They're both twins. They have been on Grey's Anatomy. They were also on the show Scrubs for a couple years, where they played Baby Jack. Also, we have Paul Butler. He has been in My Sister's Keeper, Children of the Corn, A Single Man, on a new show called Players, Sunny with the Chance, and who else do we have? We have Kyle Silverstein, who has done House and Cold Case and Life on Mars. We have Cody Hamilton, who has done Dreams and Shadows and Trust Me, and Young and the Restless. We have, I think that those are our big ones. We have Lily and Lily Silverstein. She did a little show. She's 5 years old. She did Good Morning, Mr. Sunshine, and Jordan Butler, who has done a Disney commercial and Little Tykes commercial. So we've got a pretty good group, and we're still seeking more actors and celebrities to come out and meet with us. Who are going to support our event.
Cast. Well, you folks, the reason why I wanted you to hear the cast, and I thank you for sharing that, and I always say, even though it seems like I catch people off guard, there is a war, and if you're standing for something, you got to stay ready for whatever. So I think that was really good that you were able to remember all of those folks, because they're very special. And the reason why these folks are going to be here, because these young people understand what it means to step up and give something back to your community. And the little ones that don't, that's only 5 years old, they are in the right atmosphere where they will be learning. Yes, they're aspiring to be movie stars, probably sometime because their parents think they're cute, and other people do too, and they don't really even know. I've had the opportunity to meet Paul Butler, and he is one of the most innocent little kids I've ever met in my life. We've done a radio slot here there. You'll hear some of the ads a little bit later. But just a darling young man, and it's the farthest thing from him, his mind is thinking I am a movie star. He's a regular human being, just like all of those folks that'll be here on November the 21st for our open house fundraiser as we continue to raise funds towards building our transitional home and Flashbacks, the multipurpose dinner theater that will preserve the arts and create jobs for thousands of young folks as they transition into adulthood and those returning veterans who have risked their lives and fought for our country. Now, what I'd like to do from it at this point, as we're continuing to share with you folks, I want you to know that the way that we're going to do this fundraiser, there's going to be a whole lot of stuff there, but just in case you can't miss it, because you're on the other half of the country or other half of town, you can go to our website at www.grcnconnects.org. That's www.grcnconnects.org, and take a look at the many programs that we offer and the lives, the faces of the people that we have touched. Now I guess I'll finally better get our bills paid, because our show is being sponsored by the Southern California Foster Care Mentoring Network. Those are our supporters. They do mentoring for at-risk youth and a lot of other stuff too, all across the nation. We're also brought to you by Bridge Builders Network, making a difference in the lives that we touch. Now, Bridge Builders Network is really interesting because the founder and CEO of Bridge Builders is going to be our keynote for our fundraiser, which we are really honored. Darren Early, who will be coming in. I'm going to just give you a brief snippet about his organization. You'll be hearing more about him a little bit later. The organization was founded on the premise that relationships and conversations are the essence of life. Teaching character education programs, interactive workshops, professional development, and parenting seminars. And you can contact Darren Early and find out more about it yourself just by dialing 562-713-2730. And Prime, just in case you didn't get it, I'm going to give you the official shout-out of them. Prime, San Bernardino County Prime, is a nonprofit organization that provides programs and services to at-risk youth in San Bernardino County. For more information, you can contact Crystal Butler, who you just got through hearing from, by calling her at 951-490-5499. One of our other proud sponsors, a group of young people who had decided when the National Alliance for Faith and Justice had its president, Addie Richburg, and her daughter, Carrie Richburg, come out to Los Angeles and ask any kids if it was important for them to keep their seats in the classroom and no longer give it up to gangbanging, to violence, to sex out of wedlock. And there was a few kids who stood up in California and said, yeah. One of the kids, her name was Brittany. I'm not going to say her last name because her parent didn't give me permission to say that. However, they have now started an organization called D2S. You know, these kids love these acronyms, right? And what that stands for is Determined to Succeed. And as I mentioned, they are part of a national movement now where kids from the East Coast and the West Coast will take advantage of our radio format to be able to talk to each other about issues that are concerning kids. You know, as grown-ups, we always think we know what kids want, what kids need. But who better to hear it from than the kids themselves? We know peer pressure is one of the strongest things that happens to kids. And kids really, really, really need to know that they have a voice. And we're going to continue to provide this voice as long as we have an opportunity to be on the air. I think it's important that you folk really understand that word that I said, keeping your seat. There was a song that was created by a young man by the name of Cash about keeping your seat. My son, the pilot who hosts the show on Thursday afternoon, Grassroots T2Y, also had a version of it. to send out a message to you young people about keeping your seat. Ms. Beloved will tell you it's important for our young people to keep their seat and take their education serious, because they only really get that one shot. When they're 18, they ain't no good to nobody no more. If they can't contribute to society, they're a liability. What do you think?
That's true. That's true.
And we just really know we got to make a difference, okay? And the only way we do that, grassroots has figured out to do, is to use this forum called entertainment and be able to say, hey, you know what? Use this forum to talk, because all the radio is a form of entertainment, but there's some things that happens during this performance that's a serious piece of issue. I want to thank Crystal Butler again for coming on to the air Sunday night when she's working on getting the kids ready to go to school the next day. She's obviously, as you can hear, a parent, but she's also a parent to a lot of the kids that are at risk in San Bernardino County, which is one of the most underserved counties in the state. And it's also the largest county in the state. Go figure.
Wow.
Yeah, the amount of homeless people that they have on the air is unbelievable. When I come back, I'm going to be sharing some more things to you, but I got to get this other guest that our sponsor so that you guys know who this one is. It's called The Medicine Shop over in the city of Cerritos. We talk about stepping up. The owner, I only call him Stan, another hands-on kind of guy. This medicine shop has allowed me the opportunity to go in, ask questions, and they sit down with me. They're very, very patient. And when I spoke to him about the work that we're doing, the only thing he said was, I would be delighted to be one of your sponsors. So, Stan, we want to thank you, and we're going to have Stan come on the air one day to talk about the misperceptions about medicines, pharmacies, drugs, and how they actually can be a benefit in your life. Not talking about the illegal ones, you folks out there. So don't get your head all excited about something that ain't going to happen, okay? But we're going to take a break right now, and I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to share a little bit more with you as we wind down at 8:39 on the downhill side of 8 o'clock. And I want you folks to know that this show is only made possible through your generous contributions. That we was listening to?
Well, that was Mr. Kirk Franklin and his group that just came out with a new CD. It's very encouraging. So that's the song there that's named It Takes a Whole Nation.
Wow.
And that's okay. What we're talking about today. So I felt that was the right song for this time.
Well, you got that one right.
Yes.
Okay. You know, I think our topic today about stepping up has really hopefully moved some of the audience. And in the future, I can probably open up our line a little bit more so other folk can call in. I noticed that I have a lady out there or a gentleman on one of our lines who refuses to step up and talk, but I know we have their ear because I got an email from them a while ago saying how much they appreciate the show, how sometimes we get so focused into watching the idiot box, is what my dad used to call it, which is the television, that sometimes it's good just to have regular old conversation to address real life issues, as you know, which is what grassroots is all about. Well, we're excited to have our fundraiser. The real part about it, actually, our first time actually having one.
Wow.
You know, as things change, the budget cuts are seriously affecting many, many organizations, and we, too, have been touched. But we are determined to survive. But we're not going to depend on just the grants. We also are going to be reaching out into the community, so that's why we're asking for the support from the community. One of the other agencies that's coming out to help us, Morrell's Farm and Boys Home, BNI group home, Loving Life. I think those homes who are also being forced with budget cuts are still coming out to lend a hand to agencies like ours who have serviced them for many years, you know, each one teach one type thing. If you had something that you needed to say to a young child about keeping their seat, you know what? I think we've done that. I'm going to scoot over. You know, the thing that I really want, I think it's going to be important to take a look at what do we say to the people out there who would like to step up. Is there something that you can think of?
Well, actually, it's just I would tell them to look within themselves and see what their skills are and reach out to people that way, just like we have done here, me pursuing acting and modeling and being involved here. I basically took my skills that I have and, you know, began to pursue other at-risk youth and just giving them something to look at that's different that they wouldn't think of. A lot of us have skills and things that we, you know, that we don't really share, but if we would maybe even go down to not only a nonprofit, but just like the local elementary school, and talk to the principal and see if we can maybe assist some of the teachers down there or going down to your local Boys and Girls Club.
Or you can come on over to Grassroots Community Network.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you exactly what we need. We need some folks who can help write for some grants. We need some folks who can volunteer their time and help with some community outreach so that we can let the community continue to know who we are and what we are doing. And most of all, we need some people who actually just care. They may have some financial resources. They may have a building. They may have equipment that may be able to help our kids. It's interesting, as you notice, Miss Beloved, when you came in here, you saw three more computers sitting there on the floor. That
yes.
was because somebody stepped up and donated to us. And mm-hmm. we want to thank you, just in case you're listening out there. That was donated from Excel, which is also a foster family agency that's been in business for many years, providing care for the kids that, like Cash, had been thrown away. You know, it's interesting. Cash was raised in a foster care setting, and you could tell that he was extremely troubled by that. But, you know, you don't have to be a movie star to step up.
Exactly. Okay. That's what I meant by earlier, as far as everyone has something, you know, something that they can help others with. So.
Absolutely. You know, there's a young man who comes to mind. His name is Arthur Brown. He's got a business called Attractions, okay? And it didn't start off as a business venture. It was just something that he had tried everything on the market to do something with his hair. And, you know, because some guys like trying to look good. And he was kind of losing a little bit, and he was concerned about it. So he began putting together some ingredients that everybody knows to help his hair grow. He used some beeswax and some olive oil. And before you know it, his hair started growing. And people were saying, boy, that Arthur Brown, his hair show is growing rapidly. Look how it's shining. You know, obviously that was the girls talking, okay? But nevertheless, that started him on his trek, and he now has a product called Attractions.
Wow.
Arthur Brown is also one of our sponsors, so I want to make sure that you folks know, if you got some concerns about making your hair look good so you can catch the ladies or whoever you want to catch that's special to you, because it may not be girls, okay, that you're interested in. I ain't here to judge nobody. But his number is 310-956-5944. His product is Attractions, and you'll be hearing more about that as we continue to move on.
Wait a minute. We got to say that again, because you know how we are about our hair. So you may want to say
all
that
right,
one
all
more
right.
time.
310-956-5944. Now, we're going to play a little game here as we get ready to wrap up here, because we got 15 minutes before this party is going to be over. And this is what the question is for you. Say something, and I want you to tell me who it was. I'm going to start off easy. There was a person who said, I have a dream.
Oh, I already know who that is. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Okay. There was another guy who said, 4 score and 7 years ago. Who you think that was?
Ooh-wee.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Now, there was another one who said, December 7th, 1941, a day that will live in infamy.
Hmm.
He was talking about the day that Hawaii got bombed.
Mm-hmm.
That was Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Okay.
There was another brother who said, keep your head up and your legs closed and your eyes open. That was Tupac Shakur. Ladies and gentlemen, you're probably asking me, why did I quote that? Because all those people had one thing in common. They stepped up at some time or another. The question that I have for you listeners is, what will you be known for? What have you stepped up for? I got one other thing I'm going to share with you before we get ready to wrap this piece up here. These are going to be what we call 5 tips for dealing with disappointment, because as I mentioned in earlier in the show, a lot of people are going to have their hand out there looking for stuff. Oh, I hope I get the new bike. Oh, I hope I get the new car. Oh, I hope I get the ring. All that kind of good stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, I thought I'd actually send a message out just in case people have a little bit of disappointment and it doesn't tear down their life to the point that they can't get back up, dust themselves off, and continue to move forward. Would you like to hear those 5 tips?
Of course. This would be great, especially now.
This is from Life Through the Arts, and it goes something like this. The first thing that you need to have is called PMA.
Hmm.
That stands for positive mental attitude.
Good. That's
okay.
A good one.
PMA. Boy, you know, acronyms sometimes can be very powerful. The next one that I have is called PSN, Positive Support Network.
Oh, that's really good.
Sometimes when you depress, it's because of the people that you hanging around are depressing.
Hmm.
They're actually bringing you down.
Exactly.
Okay. The third one is, remember that all things in a positive action sometimes requires a reaction. So if you wind up with a negative action, you should respond or look for a positive reaction.
Wow.
Because everything requires an action, okay?
Yeah.
Now, hopefully that made sense, and we're going to number 4. I want you to refer to a list that will offset anything negative. So you got to write down 5 things that are positive in your life. All you listeners out there, that's exactly what I'm asking you to do. Write down 5 positive things in your life. Now you're like, well, I don't want to do that. Oh, you better, because the way times is changing now, you need something to hold on to.
Oh, yes.
And I won't guide you, because the 5 things that are important to you may not be the same thing that's important to me. But if those things are the ones that you hold on to, you better squeeze them real tight.
Yes.
Now, the 5th thing I want you to remember, and it sounds really, really small, because that's exactly what this means. You know how we get all bent out of shape on something that somebody either done said to us, somebody done looked at us crazy, or maybe they done said the wrong thing? Here's my tip to you. And this is what you say when somebody done bent you out of shape. First you smile, and then you say to yourself, we never sweat the small things.
Wow.
A problem is only as large as you make it. Now, some people will be saying, well, you don't know. That was real dramatic. That was rough on me. That bothered me. Well, it only bothered you because you let it. You know, you ever had anybody cuss you out?
Yes.
Okay. That bothers you, right?
Of course.
But now if we take some of those 5 things and maybe apply them, it might not feel so bad. Oh, it's going to affect you a little bit, because we are creatures of, you know, we're human beings.
Yes.
We bothered by stuff, but at the end of the day, really, we only bothered by things that we allow bother us.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Now,
that's good.
You know, I want to share with you folks, because I had promised you we was going to talk about this war. The reason why people need to step up in a community is how I'm going to end this. I actually shared this with an audience one day on the road when I was doing a public speech. And I told them, we need you folk to step up, because there is a war going on. And everybody kind of looked at me like, wow, well, we know that. And my response was, but it ain't the war that you think. What kind of war am I talking about? I'm talking about a war where our kids are getting high and thinking that that's cool, where they're clouding up their brains so much to the point that they cannot think. They cannot make rational decisions. That's the kind of war I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The kind of war I'm also talking about is the one where our kids are having sex out of wedlock.
Mm.
Babies having babies, and where do those babies wind up at? In group homes, foster care, up in probation camps, or like Cash winding up on the street. He ran away from his last foster care agency at 16 because no matter how good these agencies try to build the support network, it's kind of challenging for a kid to sit up in a group home and he got a different mom and daddy every day. Come on now. Okay?
Wow.
It's kind of hard for a kid to sit up and wish for a Christmas because he may get some tangible things. I'm not saying that there are any group homes out there that don't bring as much as they possibly can, but there is no substitute for your biological parent. That ain't saying all your parents is cool,
yeah,
but that's what we aspire to. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So babies having babies. Now, the other one, I almost consider it like a genocide. That's where we got this thing called gangbanging. If you heard earlier, when Cash and I were doing the skit, you almost had a sense that we were glorifying the negative element in our community. Gangbanging is a real, real tough and serious after-school program that filters over into the daily school. And you might kind of listen to me and you say, whoa, wait a minute here. It ain't an after-school program. Well, you think about it. Most of their activities are done after school.
Mm-hmm.
They do have some enrichment activities. They do show a lot of love. People don't do things and it don't feel good to them.
Yep.
You ask a drug addict, do they take the drug because it makes them feel bad? No, they only feel bad when they stop doing it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about the war that we got is in our own community. Yeah, there's some things going on all over the world, but it seems to me you got to take care of home before you take care of somebody else's, okay?
Yes, that's right.
So when we talk about stepping up, I even got a message to this federal government that I fought for, so I think I got a right to be able to say this. I think we really, really, really need to take care of home first. And for you ladies out there, especially you gentlemen, you answer me. If you leave your house, did you not lock your doors? So how are you going to leave your borders open?
Exactly.
And anybody can come in. All right? You need to check it. Now, don't you immigrants start getting it all twisted thinking that I'm hating on you, because that ain't the issue. Because if I was in a third world country and it wasn't providing for my family, I would come, but I'd not. I wouldn't sneak in. I wouldn't come through the back door or the underground or through the river or none of that. I sure would do whatever I needed to do to come in and be a part of this because I think it has something to offer. And if my family members are still stuck over there, I sure would be sending them some money back. But as you guys know, the same people who I'm talking to, if you listen to me, you probably lock your doors too.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So don't get it twisted. But I think this federal government really needs to check itself on that. So if President Obama or anybody else out there got an issue with what I'm saying, don't hesitate to call. Because I'm going to be found on Grassroots Talks Radio.
Yes.
BBS. The number is 888-815-9756. I'd look forward to hearing you from you because we are talking about stepping up. And sometimes we need to throw some things back in our face to really check ourselves before we wind up wrecking ourselves.
Yes, or even just open our eyes.
Absolutely.
Just open your eyes.
You know, it's interesting you use the word open your eyes. My mother-in-law had an operation on her eyesight because she was going blind. And when I talked to her a couple of days ago, she said, you know what? I can see out of one eye. And I did the same thing that you did. I kind of laughed a little bit. I go, well, you know, that's really good. And then I responded to her by saying, you know, that's really interesting because I know a lot of people who got 20/20 and they blind as a bat.
Hmm.
They really can't see what's going on. So you listeners out there that are turning in your senses to hear the meat and the potatoes of our show, I'm hoping that you guys have gotten a lot of it because I've enjoyed the hour or 55 minutes that I've been able to spend with you, share some perspectives, thanking our folks who have sponsored us, from Crystal Butler, who came on to talk about her agency
yes.
and the work that they're doing, over 75 miles away from where we are, because we are stepping up and we are collaborating out here to try to hold on to the badly needed programs.
Yes.
To our many sponsors that have decided